Oh, Brad, what have you done now?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the one and the only, the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. We have a great show for you today. If you don't recognize that music, that is the Batman theme song from the 1960s series, the television series starring Adam West, and our guest for today, Mr. Burt Ward. Burt Ward, who played Batman's sidekick, one half of the dynamic duo, Robin. Yeah, that's right. Burt Ward is going to be joining us on the show today. They're honoring Burt Ward with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He's going to be placed right next to his cohort, his fellow crime fighter, Adam West. They're going to be in the building together. They're going to be in the building together. You know how it's going down, Burt Ward. In the building. No, he's going to be there with, he and Adam West are going to, their stars are going to be next to one another, which I think is only fitting because I don't think about Burt Ward without thinking about Adam West and vice versa. Now, I know that I'm young to be a fan of the 1960s Batman series, but I am. I love the Batman series. So 1966 is when the movie came out. And that was actually the first time I'd seen the Adam West Burt Ward series. And what it was is I saw the DVD. Do y'all remember? I don't know if these were like nationwide or not, but there was a series of stores in Houston called Sound Warehouse. And it was like Sound, W-A-R-E house, right? So warehouse, like it's a storage unit. No, I'm sorry. It wasn't W-A-R-E. It was W-H-E-R-E, I think. Yeah, warehouse. I don't know. There's some unique spelling of it. It doesn't matter. The point was, I was there. It was kind of like a Sam Goody kind of place, if you remember that, or an FYE. And so I was there, and I saw this cover of a Batman movie, a DVD. And it said, Batman the Movie. And I'm thinking, Tim Burton, 1989, of course, Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson. I like it. And then I realized when I looked at the cover, wait, hold on. The Riddler, Catwoman, Penguin. They weren't in that movie with the Joker. The Joker was in the movie. Batman was in the movie. I don't even remember Robin. And then I realized this is a different film. So I begged my mom and dad to get it for me. They bought it for me. I went home. I went into my room, which had bunk beds for no apparent reason because I had no sibling close to my age. My brother, I guess, is what? He's 20, you know, like 18 years my senior. My oldest brother's 23 years my senior. My sister's 7 years older than I. So like, there was no reason for me to have bunk beds, but I just had bunk beds. And I watched the Batman movie, and I just thought it was so fun. Of course, it's campy, but I also love the Roger Moore Bond films, and those are campy as well. So I didn't mind the campiness. I actually really liked it, and I thought it was cool that they were all together. And I remember the movie was like, there was some plan for the four villains to like capture all the heads of state at the UN and turn them to dust or so. I don't remember the exact plot. It was a little confusing, but I remember that Batman and Robin were in it and I loved it. So it's really cool that now all these years later for me and then all these years later for Burt Ward to be getting recognized and getting his star on the Walk of Fame, joining the likes of some of the biggest celebrities of all time. I think there's only like 2,500 people who have stars on the Walk of Fame. And I guess that's a lot, but you would think it'd be more. But 2,500 people or so, and now he's one of them. So it's really cool to talk to him. We talk about the Batman series. I talk about how he got his start on the show. He actually auditioned with like 1,100 other people for the show. And then he tells some stories about working with Adam West, working with Cesar Romero, Burgess Meredith, you know, who Burgess Meredith, of course, went on to play Mickey in the Rocky films. And he also tells this great story at the end about stuntman for him who wasn't doing any stunts. So check this out. This is the incomparable Robin. And you're going to love what he says at the beginning of end of this. But this is the incomparable Robin here on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. And the legendary Burt Ward joins us on the line right now. Burt, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, citizen.
It is such a pleasure to have you on the show and get to talk to you about this legendary achievement that you have. You are getting your own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You're going to be right next to, you know, you're the one half of the dynamic duo, Mr. Adam West.
Absolutely. Right next to Adam West. We've been friends for more than 50 years. And, you know, I've had so much recently been happening in my life. I just finished guest starring on Supergirl on their special event called Crisis on Infinite Earth. I was on that. And then just recently, my wife and I rode in the Hollywood Christmas Parade, nationally televised. And I don't know if you know this, but my wife and I also operate the largest giant breed dog rescue in the world, Gentle Giants. We developed our Gentle Giants dog food. We have dogs living to 27 and a half years, running around like puppies in their 20s with a great quality of life. That's our charity. My wife and I, we don't take any salary from it. And people can learn more if they go to our website, gentlegiantsdogfood.com. And now in January, on January 9th, finally, get my star on Hollywood Boulevard. It's such a fantastic honor. I'm so excited about that. And in addition, that same afternoon, that's at 11:30 in the morning, and everybody's invited. They're closing off Hollywood Boulevard. I mean, all the networks and everybody will be there. And then in the afternoon, my wife and I are putting on the first Burt Ward World Batusi for Peace Day, in which we're trying to create a special moment when everybody stops whatever they're doing, do the Batusi, have some fun, and try to make a better world for all of us.
Well, I mean, that's incredible. I mean, I'm a big dog lover. I've had big dogs my whole life, so I love to hear about the work that you're doing with Gentle Giants. And make sure you all, listeners out there, go find out more about the charity and support. But, Burt, I mean, you're getting this huge accomplishment, of course. You mean being forever immortalized on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Did you ever think when you first got the job to work on Batman that this was even a possibility? Or better yet, how did you get the job on Batman back in the day?
Well, it was a really spectacular opportunity. Let me tell you, there were more than 1,100 young actors that tried out for this role. I mean, can you imagine that? More than 1,100? And I'll tell you something. When I was selected, they said the reason they selected me to play the role, they said because the producer said that forgetting television, if there really was a Batman and Robin, I mean, like the real thing, they said, Bert, you would be the real Robin because you are what we envision Robin to be. So they said, we just want you to be yourself. Don't think about doing any special acting. Just be what you are and be enthusiastic, which is what I did for more than 120 episodes.
And when did you realize, though, that this show, I mean, obviously when you're doing it, you have a feeling, oh, man, I'm having fun doing this. I think people are going to like this. But when did you realize that this show was going to last forever? I mean, I was born, you know, full disclosure, I was born in the early 90s, 1992. Just celebrated my 27th birthday last weekend.
Right.
But I grew up on your show. I grew up on the 66 film. I still
right.
watch your show. I mean, when did you realize that this was going to be generational?
No, I guess after opening night, when there were more than we were like 55% share of all televisions on in North America were watching Batman.
Wow. I mean, that's an unheard of number
now.
That's
something very special.
Right. Right. And it's crazy. That's a 55% share. So that means everybody on television essentially was watching Batman for the first time.
Exactly. And you know, our show ran for 3 years. We did 120 episodes and it's, was really something very special, you know. And today, Batman is still run and on nationally, all over America, and in thousands of locations and cities across the world.
You know, the crazy thing about it is, you know, Adam West, Burt Ward, of course, everyone knows Batman and Robin. But you had so many great villains in the show. Cesar Romero, Burgess Meredith were two who played the Joker and the Penguin. Of course, Joker right now is all anybody's talking about as far as the comic book universe and the great movie that just came out a couple months back. Well, how was it working with someone like Cesar Romero when he was Joker, or Burgess Meredith, who went on to play Mickey, of course, in the Rocky films? How was it working with those guys?
They were amazing to work with, okay? Some of the greatest actors we had on Batman. And everybody had such a good time that all the other actors in Hollywood wanted to be on our show, and there weren't enough roles. So what they did, they created that special walking up the side of the building. And so Batman and Robin would be climbing up the side of a building, right? And all of a sudden, a window would open, and there was Sammy Davis Jr. or Dick Clark or Betty White or Lurch or Colonel Klink or Don Ho. I mean, it was a great thing to get more stars on our show.
It's just so many times, you know, the show always surprised you. You know, talk to me, though, about your relationship with Adam West. I mean, of course, one of the great legends in the business, and, you know, for my money, the best Batman of all time, just how he was able to play the duality between Batman and Bruce Wayne. But talk to me about y'all's relationship. You said y'all were friends for over 50 years, and I know it was a couple years ago y'all got back together when we were able to voice Batman and Robin for some animated features. Just talk to me about y'all's relationship.
Well, Adam and I met 15 minutes before our screen test. We screen tested together. Now, when you think about it, pretty unique that here we have more than 1,100 young actors that were trying out for the part of Robin, and I was the one that screen tested with Adam West.
Yeah,
and we met, and you know, it was in 5 minutes the two of us were laughing. We had such a good time together, and we never stopped laughing. We were always very dear friends. Not every actor gets along well with his co-star, but we did on Batman.
And I think that's the joy of it, right? I mean, to be able to actually enjoy the people that you're working with and create things that are going to last forever. You don't want to be immortalized with someone that you don't really like. So it's great that y'all were best friends. What is just one story, though, or one moment that happened on set during filming that you will never forget as long as you live?
Well, I'll tell you, in the first episode, I went to the emergency hospital 4 out of the first 5 days.
Wow. And what? Why was that? What happened?
Well, on the very first scene in the Batmobile coming out of the Batcave, he said, "Bert, you're in costume. Go get in that cave, that Bronson Canyon. Get in the Batmobile, and you're going to come out and, you know, come out real fast. Kind of come right out and towards the camera, and then you can make a sharp left, and the sign is going to go down, and you're going to zoom off to Gotham City." So I got in it wasn't. It was somebody else dressed as Batman. I said, "Well, who are you?" He said, "My name is Hubie." I said, "Oh, well, why are you dressed as Batman?" He said, "Well, I'm a stuntman. This is a very dangerous stunt, and the studio doesn't want to take a chance of Adam West getting hurt. So they hired me." I said, "Well, that's good." And I thought about it for a minute. I said, "This is really dangerous?" "Oh, yeah, very dangerous." I said, "Well, do I have a stuntman?" And they said, yes, you do. I said, "Oh, that's great. Well, why isn't he here?" And they said, "Oh, well, last time we saw him, he was drinking coffee with Adam West." So I hear him. They say, "All right, roll it up. Get ready to do this dangerous shot." And I said, whoa, wait a minute here. And the second unit director comes over. He says, "Bert, what's the problem?" I said, "Well, this man tells me he's a stuntman, and that this is a very dangerous stunt." He said, "Well, yeah, he's right." I said, "Well, wait a minute. If this is so dangerous and I have a stuntman, why isn't my stuntman here instead of me?" They said, "We can't use him." I said, "Well, why not?" "Because he doesn't look like you." I said, "Oh my gosh, you hired somebody to be my stuntman and he doesn't look like me, so you can't use him? So I have to do the dangerous stunt?" They said, "Yep, sorry." Well, we came out 55 miles an hour. Sharp turn at the last minute. Right at the camera, the stuntman did a fantastic job, but unfortunately, my door flew open. Knocked the cameraman off the camera truck, and it threw me towards the opening in the door, and I put my hand back, and I luckily got my little finger wrapped around the gear shift of the Batmobile, and it kept me from falling out. but it pulled my finger out of joint, which was incredibly painful. And it knocked these big lamps, arc lamps over and stuff, and they rushed over, and there's all this dust, and they said, Bert, and they said, oh my gosh, your hand. And even through my glove, my finger had swollen up twice as much. They said, your finger's out of joint. We got to get you to the hospital. I said, okay, it's really hurting. I said, well, where's the car? It didn't take me. They said, oh, we can't go now. I said, what do you mean? Well, we didn't get the shot. So I had to wait from 7:30 in the morning till 12:30 when they got the shot before I could go to the hospital to have them pull my finger out and hurt more to get it back in place. And that was the first day, the first shot.
You're probably thinking, what did I get myself into? But the things that we do for entertainment, right, Mr. Ward? Well, thank you again.
The second day.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Listen, the second day I'm in a burn. On the second day, I'm in a burning car, and it's true, the car is burning. The Riddler climbs out, and I'm out behind him, but unexpectedly, the car blew up and threw me to the ground. And all I remember is that ground coming to my face very fast. Second-degree burns in the back of my neck, off to the emergency hospital. The third day, I'm tied down on a table when Batman uses explosives to get into through the subway to rescue me. They didn't build a breakaway set like they were supposed to. They built a real, like building a house. These special effects guys, there was no time to build a breakaway set. They used 2 half-sticks of dynamite and nearly blew the entire soundstage down. A 2x4 came down while I'm tied down, hit me on the bridge of the nose, broke my nose. I'm off to the hospital in the third day. And it was 4 days in a row. I didn't think I was going to survive the first episode.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't seem like your chances were good, but we're glad that you did, and you're able to do over 100-plus episodes of the iconic Batman series from the 1960s. Bert, thank you so much for taking the time, and again, congratulations on this honor. It is well-deserved to have an iconic role like you had and to be able to appeal to generations and generations of families, of children, of people. It's an incredible thing, and I think that the honor is well-deserved, sir, and congratulations on it. Let the people know where they can find out more about all the things that you have going on.
Absolutely. Well, regarding our dog food and helping dogs live to 27 and a half years, they can go to gentlegiantsdogfood.com. They want to know about the star in Hollywood Boulevard, they go to walkoffame.com. They can read about that. And by the way, they're opening this to the public. They're closing off Hollywood Boulevard. There are going to be all kinds of thousands of people showing up. It's going to be a spectacular event. And this is on Thursday, January 9th. So all of this is everything we do, my wife and I, is for charity. So it's going to be a great time, and I hope some of your listeners can come out and visit.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. The incredible Bert Ward. Make sure you celebrate him and all his accomplishments. Bert, thank you so much.
Thank you, citizen, to the Batmobile.